The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that began last night after 11 days of airstrikes and aerial bombardment has left more than 230 people dead and the majority of them Palestinians in Gaza. At least 65 children were killed during the exchanges. Both sides have hailed the ceasefire as a victory. The fighting, though, has left Gaza crippled, food in short supply, medical supplies low, fuel running out and schools destroyed. Tamara Al-Rifi from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency is en route to Gaza. She spoke to me a short time ago.
The ceasefire means that humanitarian assistance and additional humanitarian personnel is already on its way to Gaza. I am on my way to Gaza with the UNRWA Commissioner General and I know that our fellow UN and humanitarian agencies are also already on their way with trucks full of humanitarian assistance, with fuel and with additional people.
So are you confident at this stage that you'll be able to pass through whatever security is on the border and actually be able to get access to Gaza?
We were given the permit to cross. So in that sense, we are confident that we will be able to go. Things can happen at the last minute. We hope they don't, really, for the sake of the civilians in Gaza who have suffered tremendously over the last 11 days and who need reassurance, who need assistance, who need a very sturdy humanitarian response, but also even an early recovery. Because now with the ceasefire out and the bombing, with the bombing that has stopped, it is time to assess the damage, evaluate what the needs are, and start already putting in place an entire operation, recovery operation, not only for the infrastructure and for the displaced people, but also to look at the immense effect on the mental health of people after such a large-scale conflict.
In terms of damage to the physical infrastructure of Gaza, we've all seen the pictures, roads destroyed, sewage systems very severely damaged, damage to hospitals and other infrastructure. What kind of assessment have you been able to make at this stage?
We have not been able to conduct any proper assessment the way we would normally because the ceasefire has just kicked in. And under the airstrikes and the missiles, we could not go around and do the evaluation. However, my colleagues from UNRWA in Gaza seem to be completely traumatized, even though they have already gone through similar conflicts or conflicts of great magnitude. What I'm hearing from my own colleagues is that they have never seen such large-scale destruction in such a short period. So even in comparison to the war in Gaza in 2014, the level of, and the scale of the destruction that they report from Gaza this time in 11 days seems to be immense. And again, everybody is traumatized. The distress is extremely high. And we're talking about Gazans who have been living under blockade for 14 years, peppered by these intense conflicts, three of them, four of them, and knowing that between every conflict and another, Gaza has barely the time to be rehabilitated, and the level of destruction renders the city weaker every time. So the impact becomes larger the next time there's a conflict.
You mentioned those humanitarian supplies, which you hope will be arriving, presumably even in the next number of hours. What is involved there, and what's going to be needed, even just over the next number of days, and what kind of support are you going to need from the international community to get those supplies through?
The immediate support will be support to people who had been displaced during the fighting and who need to go back home. Some of them have lost their homes, so the homes are completely damaged. Some of them have partially lost their homes. And most of them are very vulnerable, poor people in Gaza. The level of vulnerability, the poverty rate, the unemployment is so high in Gaza that it's going to take everybody a lot of time to be able to reorganize their lives. This is a situation where UNRWA no longer distinguishes between different levels of vulnerability. We distribute food to all Palestinian refugees because we consider that everybody who is eligible to UNRWA services is vulnerable. So this is a situation where everyone is poor, everyone has now just gone through this conflict, and up to 70,000 people had been displaced into UNRWA schools. Now thankfully, a lot of them have gone back home, but they will need cash assistance, food assistance, medical assistance. And we have to remember that we're still in the middle of COVID. So the ceasefire is not a ceasefire for COVID.
And that was Tamara Al-Rifai from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency en route to Gaza.